and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for that complete list of services or just to set up an assessment. It's Hometown Healthcare. They are there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 14th day of the month of May. 56 degrees on our way to 76 before it is all said and done today. And Chuck, it's time to rev up the morning show here.
Ooh,
as we welcome in.
Well said.
Kent Happel, Flatland Cruisers, the big Flatland Cruisers car show coming up this weekend in downtown Emporia. Kent, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. It's good to be with you all.
Hey, glad to have you on with us here today. How excited are you for Saturday?
I'm not ready.
Well, you still have a few days.
You got some time.
We still got a few days.
So what do you have to do to get ready then?
I need to wash the car.
That's simple enough.
And some Hot Wheel trophies.
Well, the big event's happening in downtown Emporia. Yeah, this is a big event downtown. A registration from 8 to noon, show from 9 until noon. So how have registrations been going?
Pretty good, I think. I'm not in charge of that, but I know we've had quite a few pre-registration come in. And there's talk of we got a couple car clubs that are coming, going to be joining us for the anniversary. They're going to do a rumble here. Otto Over the Road Gang and the El Dorados from El Dorado are coming.
Nice.
And so should be quite a few cars.
Downtown will be packed then here on Saturday.
It should be.
Yeah, and looks like it's going to be a beautiful day too.
Yep. Yeah, I've been watching weather. Everybody's been watching weather for Saturday. So we've had a couple good years, and hopefully it'll continue this year with no rain.
Well, it looks like right now sunny and mid-80s by the time you get to the close of things by late afternoon. So at least for now, it is A-OK. Kent, let me ask you what got you interested in the Flatland Cruisers and really maybe your journey when it comes to classic cars.
My journey began with my dad. We got pictures of me helping him on his old Hudson as a kid. And, you know, I got pictures of my daughter cleaning my wrenches, working on the Javelin. And cars have just always been a part of my life. And been involved in whatever car clubs that are local in the different communities I've served, churches.
Well, this is a big car show. The Flatland Cruiser has been long here in town for a long time. This is, what, the 30th year, 30th show?
30th celebration, yeah.
Indeed.
And we decided to put some of the founding members' cars on the T-shirts and the flyers. And so we have Van Hardisi's Mustang and Bob McNeese's Willys that are spotlighted on the shirts and on the flyers.
Well, we know we'll have plenty.
They're the ones that started it.
That's a nice touch. Well, we know we're going to have plenty of cars downtown. What else will be going on in conjunction with the big car show?
I got Hot Wheel races for all ages at 1 o'clock. There's silent auction items, raffle items, food. We got a lot of food stuff going on. St. Catherine's Mexican food will be there. Sunrise Free Baptist Church with Kettle Corn, Two Dudes Foods, Big B's Barbecue, Grab and Go Hot Dogs, St. Mark's Divine Diner with Biscuits and Gravy, Beer Rocks, and Spaghetti. Chad the Breadman's going to be there, and the Granada Bar is going to be open from 10 to 3.
That is a wide variety of food.
That's a great lineup right there.
We got a little bit of everything.
Ken, how long have you been in the planning process here for what's going to be taking place on Saturday? And talk a little bit about you know, some of the different reach outs that you and, you know, making to other community partners that are going to be part of the list and part of the activity Saturday.
We have, we usually start in the fall and coming up with different ideas and what we want to do. It's pretty well set, but we try to divide responsibilities with sponsors. So various people have different contacts that they make in the community, and they donate either funds or items for raffle or a silent auction to help put this off. All the proceeds we raise stays in the community. We give automotive technology scholarships at Flint Hills Technical College, and we also give out to local charities through the match days.
Yeah, and you've given away a lot of money through the years to all kinds of formidable causes here in and around the Emporia area, so the Flatland Cruiser is doing a great job for the community and providing a wonderful event, a wonderful family-friendly event that will be happening in downtown Emporia. And give us show time again, Kent.
The show goes from 9 to 3. I think I got to look real quick, make sure I'm not
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I'm not even seeing it here, so.
Yeah, 9 to 3, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's 9 to 3.
I do want to let folks know, too, that Commercial Street, according to the police department, will be closed to all traffic, and this will be 8th to 12th, and that'll actually be earlier than that. It'll start at actually 6:30 and go until 6 o'clock to allow for setup and tear down coming up here Saturday as well. Kent, before we let you go here, you've been showing cars for a while. You've got a lot of your club members who have been, you know, through this for most of, if not maybe the entire 30 years of the Cruisers Car Club. What is the joy that you get from watching people, you know, look at your vehicle or, you know, what you hear from other car club members when they get a chance to see those vehicles that are out there and see a lot of the oohs and ahs forming up?
I enjoy visiting with people about them. And it doesn't matter if it's my car or their car. A couple of years ago, we had a deep, dark purple Impala come down from Topeka. And I visited with the gentleman for probably a good 20, 30 minutes on his car. And, you know, if I see something that I like to ask questions. And other people do the same thing, I think. And so we just enjoy our cars. Like to talk about them.
Well, and for good reason.
My cars. Yeah, my cars have made it into the sermon, so. Well, and other cars.
But. Are you planning on working them into the sermon this upcoming weekend?
I doubt it, because it's Pentecost, so it's the coming of the Holy Spirit. I don't think I can swing a car example into that.
May have to wait until next week.
Well, if it does, I'll be on vacation, so that'll be up to Terry.
All right, so Flatland Cruisers 30th Annual Car Show coming up downtown Emporia this Saturday. Showtime is from 8 until 3, registration 8 until noon. This is open to all cars, trucks, motorcycles, too. And I guess the first 150 entries receive, what, a dash plaque, Kent? Is that how that works?
Yeah, we have goodie bags that we hand out. And so, yeah, we have 150 bags. We also have 100 bags for kids. So the first 100 kids to sign up for the Hot Wheel races will receive a little goodie bag, and in it is a Hot Wheel that they can race.
We're liking that. So, folks, you're invited downtown Emporia. All kinds of stuff, fun stuff going on, and all kinds of great rides, too, on display as part of the Flatland Cruisers 30th Annual Car Show. Kent, we appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good day.
Appreciate having us on.
Yeah, Kent Happel with the Flatland Cruisers Car Show this Saturday, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spot, 720 weekday mornings, Monday through Friday, let us know at 620-342-1400. But telling you this, you will have to wait until at least the 24th because that's our next available date. We won't have a program, I don't think, on the 27th, but the 28th, 29th, 30th, and 31st to close out the month. are open at this time. Tomorrow we'll be chatting with Donna Arndt as we talk about Truckin' for Tucker fundraiser coming up in early June.
And our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local, sunny 56 degrees. It is 7:30. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
High school graduation is an exciting time. It marks the end of a high school career and the beginning.